This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Helen King from Environment Network Manawatu. Good morning, Helen. How's it going?
Good morning, Hugh. It is going well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the thing that we're talking about today is the Environment Initiatives Fund. Now, that is open all year round.
Correct.
For like small amounts of money.
Yes.
But the large grants fund is open right now, I understand.
Not quite right now. It's opening on Tuesday, the 30th of January, and it closes on the 14th of March. So we're just wanting to raise awareness about that. So people who've got local environmental and sustainability projects, and by local we're talking Palmerston North City, and who may need a little bit of funding to help make it possible, can have a look at our fund and see if they meet the criteria and so go forth and apply.
Excellent. And I mean, you say a little bit of funding. Obviously, the small grants fund, which would give you a little bit of funding, is open all the time. What's the difference in terms of a small and a large grant here?
So the large grant rounds, we say you can make applications between $1,000 and $12,000.
Right.
Obviously, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get all of it, but that's the range of the application and what you can apply for. And what we want to do as well is to, you know, educate people about the fund and help them understand what it actually does for the city as well. So something that's happening next week, again, on Tuesday the 30th, is from 5:30 till 6:30 on the evening of the 30th, we are having an event at Te Manawa, which is basically a fund celebration and information event. So we're going to have people there who have received previous funding talking about their projects and the amazing things that they've achieved within their organizations. And we're also going to present about the fund so people have more information and have people there who can answer your questions about it.
And talking about, you know, past projects, I guess one of the things that's key to make sure that people understand is that, like, the scope of what could be a viable project to get funding is actually quite broad. I think you were talking to me before we started recording about, like, a theatrical performance that had got funding to give people native seedlings as part of the kind of package that you got coming to the performance, which is not, like, when I think about environmental project, that's not necessarily the first thing that would occur to me.
No, and that was quite a unique project to fund. But we've also funded things like marakai at schools. We've funded projects that are focused on biodiversity. We funded a couple of years ago now, I think, Square Edge, their lovely outside garden space. We helped support that as well. Organizations who are working with preserving food, we've given funding for that too. So it's quite broad. So we encourage people to come and talk to us to see if you meet the criteria and if you can apply.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's, I mean, to some degree, all funding tends to be like this. But, you know, you have this money for the purpose of giving away, right?
Yes.
If people have a project that could be feasible, people will help people kind of shape it into the right form to make sure that it fits the criteria and is achievable and all of those things.
Well, what we generally do is we say, please come and talk to us, and we can basically talk you through if it does meet the criteria or not. Because like everything, we have a criteria. But if it doesn't meet the criteria, we might have ideas of where you can go to find support as well. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, obviously, we are talking about the large grants fund because that window is coming up. But as I said at the start of this conversation, the small grants are always available. How much are those and what kind of thing can you use those for?
So again, the scope is as wide as for the large grants fund, but obviously for smaller projects. So you can apply for something for up to $1,000, and the application form's constantly on our website and constantly open. And again, you can constantly have conversations with our administrator who'll walk you through that. But, you know, those little bright ideas you might want funding for, you know, say, for example, you're like, oh, I've got a community garden and I might want some fruit trees for it or something along that ilk. You can have a talk to us and we can see if we can help make that possible for you as well. And you can find all this stuff out on our website, which is www.enm.org.nz. At the moment, there's a nice little segue on the front page that will take you through to everything you want to know. And there's a big list of frequently asked questions there as well, which we love to guide people to, which would basically give you most of the information you need.
Excellent. Now, I mean, this is a substantial amount of money that E&M is giving away on an annual basis. Like, how did you guys end up in a position to be able to do this, and how long have you been operating this?
I think, and I'm not sure if I'm completely correct, but it might be our fourth year, maybe third year of large grants. Mm-hmm. And this money comes from our sector lead partnership with Palmerston North City Council. And it's part of that relationship as well, that we're able to kind of distribute that money every year for those purposes.
So, I mean, that's quite forward thinking of PNCC, really, to put aside this amount of money to let people in the community do interesting and exciting things to improve sustainability.
Yes, and yes, E&M's only been working with this for the last 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure how it was distributed before, because that was before my time with E&M. But yes, it does make sense, and it just gives people and organisations that little opportunity to take that idea or great project forward a little bit more.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you for coming and talking, Helen. If people want to find out more, you have been mentioning the E&M website.
Yep.
But there's also a Facebook page which will keep people up to date with, yep, all of the various things you're doing. Do you want to direct people,
cool,
to those?
The Facebook page is just at Environment Manawatu, www.enm.org.nz. Or you can come and have a chat to us at our office, which is 145 Cuba Street, and we're open Monday to Thursday, 9 till 4.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.